But that is not the purpose or the topic or the focus of the brand new morning show here on KLZ. My focus is how we win elections, winning elections with constitutional conservatives, with people who will govern on principle. And that's why we're here. We've got to talk about these ideas. What do we do with our candidates, especially when we disagree? We've been digging into the Reason magazine interview of Ronald Reagan from 1975, and it laid out the history of Ronald Reagan during his two terms as governor of California, and showed some actions that were taken by Governor Reagan that were contrary to his self-proclaimed conservative ideals. And what's interesting, though, is that Reason.com, on their very own, came up with this conclusion. Thus, Reagan's record, while generally conservative, is not particularly libertarian. But one's administrative decisions, constrained as they are by existing laws, institutions, and politics, do not necessarily mirror one's underlying philosophy. So important to remember that point. We've got to find the people who we believe, based on what they say, how they articulate their principles, who we believe are going to make their decisions, cast their votes based upon those fundamental principles, even if there are votes or decisions along the way with which we've disagreed. Now, certainly, there are going to be bright lines over which we will not stand. Amy Stevens is running for Senate in Colorado on the Republican ticket, but she is the mother of Obamacare in Colorado. I cannot support her. I have said publicly, and I'll say it again, if she is the Republican nominee, I will find a Libertarian, or I won't vote for the Democrat. But I am not. There are certain lesser of two evil choices that I'm no longer willing to make. Is the Republican Party paying attention to that? Does the Republican Party understand that it cannot win without the Liberty Movement, without those of us who knock on doors and make phone calls and write small checks regularly and consistently to try and support the candidates that we believe in? Do they understand that they can't win without us? And if they attack our people, the constitutionally principled conservatives that are running, if they promote the big government, establishment Republican-type candidates over our own, they're not going to win because they can't win without us. Amy Stevens should just get out of the race and let the remaining candidates duke this out. There would still be seven, because if Amy Stevens is the nominee, the Republicans will lose this race. They will not have our support. They cannot win without our support. Zach, our esteemed and hardworking producer, and I were talking over the break about the point could easily be made that as we went through Ronald Reagan's voting record or his legislating record as governor of California, as presented by Reason magazine in their 1975 interview, it was clear that he had to make 1,000 different decisions, weighing and balancing all of those things that Reason magazine described: existing laws, institutions, politics, what he inherited when he stepped into an administration that had previously been run, the governorship had previously been held by big spending Democrats. He had to deal with those realities. And the question could be asked, and this was a great question, Zach, how then can't you say the same thing about Barack Obama? Barack Obama is making decisions based on 1,000 different realities, many of which none of us will ever know because we don't have the inside information. We don't get those daily security briefings or economic briefings or whatever. But here was the point. We made it with the tweet that we read at the very beginning of the first hour of the show. Obama isn't running for office again. Liberalism is. Making this election about the inherent falsehood of the progressive project will help conservatism win. Of course, you can look at any decision a president of either party makes as one that is going to be influenced by 1,000 different things. But the point is, where are those people coming from? Where is their heart? What do they believe in? What is their vision for moving ahead? Not that they're perfect, that they haven't made mistakes, that they haven't made votes or decisions that they regretted. We talked about a bunch of those when we were talking about Ronald Reagan in the first hour. The point is, it's the agenda. It's the underlying philosophy that we have to find those people who are more in line with our underlying philosophy and support them. If we don't have them in this state, they are in other states. Do your homework. Find constitutionally principled conservative candidates that you can support around the country, because all of these elections are really now national elections.